Mexico. The people of Bolivia are...
This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A group of Colorado researchers want to figure out which hospital workers might be most likely to get sick with COVID-19. The research involves testing for antibodies in healthcare workers at two hospitals and three long-term care facilities. Dr. Thomas Yanish at the Colorado School of Public Health is leading the effort.
The aim is to find out more about the current a burden of COVID-19 and the past infection status of those healthcare workers.
The team is working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on part of the research. The state health department provided $150,000 for the research. Results are expected in January. Two more fires have joined those already burning. The Calwood Fire and the Left Hand Canyon Fire caught in the foothills of Boulder County over the weekend, prompting evacuations. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins grew as well. Jennifer Balch is the director of the Earth Lab at CU Boulder. She says this much fire activity is very unusual for October.
We didn't get a monsoon. We haven't gotten any rain. We haven't got any snow. That, coupled with hotter temperatures, you've essentially got a hairdryer blowing on Colorado right now that's making our fuels incredibly dry very long periods of time.
At least 26 homes have burned in the Calwood Fire, but fire officials say that number will likely rise. And a group of cigarette makers are suing Colorado over a proposal on the state's November ballot on cigarette and tobacco product taxes. This is CPR News.